On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Tori, and I'm at Logan Airport in Boston. So you're going to hear a lot of commotion for this show. This is my vacation show, and I'm going to wrap it up in one day. How's that sound? So it's not really my vacation show. It's me heading out onto vacation show. And I took an Uber for the first time, and I had a wonderful driver, Gina. If you get Gina, you are so lucky. She is the best. And she's also a model. She's very, very hot. And very sweet and down to earth and just like me. She's got a fight in her. I like that. Changes her hair color. I like that. I like all of that. Very great recommendation. Thank you, Sharon. So, took the Uber, got on the Logan Express, uneventful, hover lane. Call it a hover lane, HOV. Is it like for hovercraft, hoverboards? I never really understood that, what that meant. So I don't have a hoverboard, although reading the TSA guidelines for bags, you're not allowed to pack a hoverboard. So believe it or not, there's a thing. There's such a thing. Marty McFly, hoverboard. I don't even know. Maybe it's fancy shoes that have little jet engines in them as opposed to little wheels. I don't know, but I would like to find out someday. So I don't accidentally pack one. Don't think that's going to happen. Anyway, so there was a slight delay with the flight. I don't care. That's fine. Gives me more time to sit here, which is what life is about. It's a lot of sitting in life. That's what you want to do. I'd like to be moving. And you know what? I'm looking at people's footwear because there's snow on the ground. We still have quite a bit of snow. And everyone on this flight is going to Atlanta. So I have my boots on. And I'm wondering how people wore anything different. Were they carried from the curb to the somewhere? I don't know. Their car, did they have? I don't get it. Unless, why don't you have boots on? If you're in this airport and you're on a flight that's leaving, not arriving so much. Anyway, so I'm sitting at the gate, Delta gate, and my side was all filled up with the plugs. So I need to plug my device in. So I had to sit at the gate next to it. Oh, and hear them talking. That this is going to be a loud segment right now. There's televisions, there's announcements, there's people. It's the typical airport scene. I don't see anything bad happening, though, which is good. My flights are always uneventful. I don't have terrorists or any problems. It's always good, which could make an interesting podcast. But, you know, who needs that kind of excitement? Nobody. So I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm only going to Atlanta. Then change over to Florida. I think the second flight is 20 minutes. I don't even think we get that high. I think we're going to be kind of low. I think drones could probably reach us during the second leg of this journey. And I don't know if that's even a thing. I think they talked about that being a thing, drones attacking planes. I don't think that's really happening. I think Amazon should be careful of their drone packages, though. That could be a problem. I don't know. I don't trust a package being delivered to me by a drone. I don't know what's going to reach me. Does it ring a doorbell? Does it alert my phone, my email? Again, I have more questions than answers, and I bet that you do too. Okay, also hearing people coughing. Sound like children coughing off in the distance. So I'm probably going to get into a Petri dish for a cabin. And yeah, things are going to be communicable all over the place. And I'm perfectly healthy. As I start, we'll see in 48 hours how healthy I am after being in the capsule of doom. I will promise you that this will be a funny episode because I feel funny. And I don't mean physically. I just mean, you know what I mean. I feel humorous because I am a humorist. So I'm feeling that humor today. So I will wrap this up, as I said, this episode in one day. So it should be top-notch funny stuff. And I will not get thrown off this plane. This is the only time I've flown since after that episode. The episode of 2015, we'll call it. So that's not going to repeat itself. And I am not going to be anywhere near that airport today. Logan's always great. It's the one down south, which shall remain nameless. Listen to old episodes. I've talked about it. The good news is about some of these coughs is they sound like smoker's coughs, and those are probably not contagious. So, remember when they used to have smoking on planes? Oh, wow, what was that even about? I'm watching old episodes of TV shows in the 70s. And, actually, War Games. I watched War Games last weekend. And, wow, they had to pick smoking or non-smoking for their flight. Yeah, that was always a bad idea. Who would ever agree to that? Can you imagine? You're sort of trapped in there. Yeah, that was bad news. I love the future. And speaking of the future, the way I even boarded this plane, I didn't even need a piece of paper. Usually you have, like, boarding passes, which I guess you can still do. Print them out. But now is even better. You have a scan thing on your phone that it just put it under this little device, and it just scans you. Or it scans your phone. Can you imagine in the future it's going to scan you? We're probably going to all have implants, and they're going to know exactly who we are. There'll be no forging any kind of paper. Never mind iris scans and fingerprints. It's going to be a chip inside your skin. Yeah, and then we'll all know, and that's my fear of that. Meanwhile, there's some British lady in the television, and she's talking like this. She's very important, so what she's saying must be true. Yeah, right, okay. Anyway, I need to get a Sudafed in me before this flight takes off, and I have to get to a place to get a drink. Usually I do it on the plane. I just ask for some water, if that's okay, but it's usually a hassle. So I'm going to try to get over to the Dunkin' Donuts or the Wendy's. Yeah, they have all the fast food garbage here, which is good for me, I suppose. And I can get that... You know why I take the Sudafed? Which you do need a driver's license to even get now, because I could be making meth in my basement with the Sudafed every couple of years when I buy it. So, anyhow. Yes, it stops your ears from that painful pressure as you're landing. So it's good to take it 4 hours before you land or anytime in that window. But again, the second leg of my journey will have worn off. But again, we're not getting very high. I think we're getting only as high as birds, probably, for that 20-minute journey to Florida. Oh, yes. Also, Golden Globes. Golden Globe. It's not an S. It's Golden Globe Awards. So stop calling it Golden Globes. Because when I Google Golden Globes, I get porn. So I've got to stop doing that. It's Golden Globe. Because it's only one globe. It's this globe that we're on, apparently. Anyway, so I didn't watch it, but I did get little sound bites, and Meryl Streep had a wonderful speech for her Cecil B. DeMille acceptance. She really blasted that guy. You know who I mean. And he tweeted back, because he has to tweet. It's his rule, apparently. He can't stop himself. So... She tweeted back that she was an overrated actress. Yeah, you know, she's only the best actress in the history of the world. So, I mean, I love how he believes what he says, which is all nonsense. Anyhow, she, you know, brought up, of course, how he mocked that disabled reporter, which he denies doing in this video all over the place of him doing that, which is sad. Because he's giving license, as she said, for everybody to do bad things. Be prejudiced, be violent, be hurtful. And I think good for her for standing up for saying that. And of course now she'll be on a watch list when he becomes the president. And she doesn't care and I don't care. Put me on one too. Save me room at my camp. But again, as I sit here in the terminal hearing this news that I don't normally watch... It feels like the Matrix. It really does. James was right about that, I think. This is not real. None of this can ever be real. Donald Trump as president, that sentence doesn't even compute. So you know this can't be real. You know this is all a simulation, a program. Please, tell me that it is. Tell me this can't be real. Okay, I'm going to have to listen up for my boarding soon. Right now it's for special assistance people, and I definitely don't need that. So I have a little bit of time, and I'm not first class, so I don't need all that foot room. So I'm just in the regular coach where I'm all in the middle seat this time is all they had left, I think. So I'm going to be squished in there. I don't know what I'll do for the flight then. I don't really have room to pull out a movie, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll just have a lot of anxiety this time because I can't look out a window and I can't reach the aisle. And I do have Valium with me, so I could always take one of those if necessary. That's always the good news. Okay, now on the plane. We're taxiing down the runway, and after the captain had everyone turn off his or her phone, what do I hear but a phone ringing? 2 minutes later, another phone rings. I don't know what's going on, but if I were the captain, I'd be like, listen, people, I will turn this plane around right now if you don't turn those phones off. But I'm not flying the plane. Captain McCubri is in charge of the plane today. And we're going to be landing in Atlanta in 2 hours and 19 minutes. We are 11 minutes behind, but that's fine. We're taxiing in the middle seat, and I will update you people very soon. Okay, we took off, and I don't think you're going to be able to hear me if I do this on the plane, because it's just, there's all this air noise, and I guess it's the engines or something. It's a roaring sound, so we're in the air. Nothing exciting happened during takeoff, and it was kind of bad, because I wasn't looking out the window. I was engaged in a talk with the guy next to me about Donald Trump, so I didn't even really notice the takeoff very much. It was no exhilaration, kind of a bummer, but I get to do it in Atlanta in a little while, take off again. So 2 takeoffs in 1 day makes Tori very, very happy. Okay, until we land, over and out. Okay, boarding the plane to Atlanta. Ooh, I had to run. I went to get my bag, and they said they forward them to the next stop. I didn't even know. I go all the way down to baggage claim, and my bag's not there. I wait and wait, and finally someone tells me, oh, yeah, they forward that for you. Yeah, you dingus. So you ran around the airport for nothing, went through security twice, took my shoes off for nothing, all over again. But I did like to talk like this to the locals. I made a few of them. Some were friendly, some were not. But, you know, I told them the Patriots going to kick their butts once again, like we always do. Even though we know Dan Benedott's their head nutritionist for the Falcons, and they are doing pretty good. But, yeah, when I did my accent, though, one guy thought I was from Chicago. Oh, no. I guess my southern drawl is not all I thought it was. All right, checking on the plane. All right, I have arrived in Pensacola, and I thought I was going to be completing this in 1 day. Ooh, negative, sorry. To you, it's 1 day. To me, it's 2 days. Or, technically, 24 hours, so that will still count, but I broke it up into the 24 hours. So, beautiful sunny day here in Pensacola, Florida. Have you ever heard of Pensacola? They like to lovingly refer to it as Lower Alabama, L.A., because if you look on a map of the United States of America, you're going to see Pensacola, Florida, and the Panhandle. It's the Panhandle of Florida. When people think of Florida, they think of Disney World. They think of Miami Beach. They think of Key West. Sometimes St. Augustine, but not so much. That is the oldest point in the country. Little did you know. You're learning today. Tori is teaching you. However, Pensacola, there is a beach. It's 25 minutes from here. Apparently very windy, but there's sand. And an ocean. And that's good, because that's what I like. I like to see it and smell it and put my feet in it. And it is January, so it might not be as warm as normal, because I am not in Miami, where it would be just as warm and normal as probably usual. But I've done that. That was 2 years ago. Did Miami in the winter. Now I'm doing Pensacola in the winter. And it's about 70-something degrees today, low 70s. I feel a breeze. I feel a little breeze, so you're not going to be overwhelmed. This is a good day for running or exercising outdoors, maybe not swimming, but I'm not going to be swimming. I'm going to be spending time with my perfect, beautiful grandson. So, and any of you have seen him, know he is beautiful and perfect, so, and I'm not bragging. I would say that about any baby that looked like this that I saw, I would say, oh my gosh, that is textbook, magazine-worthy baby. So, anyhow. I did want to mention one other thing about the airport, about the plane. They always make this announcement every time I'm on there. For years it's been going on, and I want to see if it's a problem. They say there's this huge fine for tampering with the smoke detectors in the bathrooms. Okay, who does that? Do you need a cigarette so badly that you're going in there risking thousands of dollars to break their smoke detector to smoke? I mean, listen. Listen to me, people. Linda, listen, honey. You open up that door in that plane, that small area, they're going to smell smoke. There's no way to get rid of it. You're so busted, no matter what. I use the bathroom When I came out, there was a stewardess lady, I don't know what they call them now, flight attendant lady, sitting there eating her food right outside the bathroom door and on a little bench or something. So she would have seen, smelled anything. Who does this? Does it need to be said? There was a sign at the baggage carousel when I picked up my bag. By the way, no one hung around there, if you know what I mean. Get your bag and you scram now. This is Florida, baggage carousel. There's been news, okay? Enough said. Anyway, so I saw a sign that said, warning, no standing on the baggage carousel conveyor belt or something. I took a picture. I'm thinking, does this need to be said? Who is doing this? There must have been an incident. Otherwise, why would there be a sign? Someone's doing this. Maybe still. The sign's still up. It needs to be said. They get drunk. They get drunk in Pensacola. There's nothing to do here but drink. So they're drinking, going to the airport, standing on the baggage carousel, have to put a sign up. I guess, is there a college near here? I don't know. Probably. Aren't there colleges everywhere? So as you also might have surmised, it's not Tuesday, or it could be whenever you decide to listen to this, but Tory Tuesday has become Tory Wednesday or Thursday or whatever day I get this done now. Because I'm doing other things besides talking to you. That will happen, and more as I get out of Massachusetts. Then there's other things to see and relate to and be in the world. So a town person just walked by a little while ago and explained that it was raining for the last 3 days, and I brought the sun with me, obviously, so I said, you're welcome. But he had that accent. You know what I'm talking about. When they're talking like this, like it's been raining for 3 days here. I mean, I'm not saying it was really, really strong, but it was strong enough. This is the South people. Again, Google Pensacola. This is the Bible Belt, pretty much. So, yeah, you don't wear your shorts too short or something, probably. I don't know. I've only just arrived. I don't know their customs yet and their ways, these people here. But they all have those funny accents. Dialects, if you will, I suppose. And I could blend. I could be talking like this and say, how you been? How y'all doing? And I would just fit right in. And I'm considering it. It's early. I'm going to be here a while. I might do a day of accent. I did a British accent for an entire day once working on a movie 7 years ago, I remember. And everyone was fooled. So I could get away with it again. And you remember Ron and I, of course, did the British accents way back, I don't know, 2 years ago or something, maybe longer, on the radio, MSX. We did the British radio, British voices on British radio, yeah. So that was fun because Ron does a great accent as well. So talent everywhere. Okay, back inside because it got a little too windy, and it's not even that windy. But the sun is kind of going behind some wispy clouds, and I'm a big baby. When I'm out in my shorts and a t-shirt, I want bright, hot sun and no wind. Or at least one or the other. I have bright, hot sun, and I can be a little windy. Or I cannot be windy without the bright, hot sun. But when you're taking away the sun, and then the wind's coming, I need a sweatshirt and sweatpants. And then I'm going outside, and I don't want to. So I'm going to go inside, so I don't have to change. What can I talk about inside? Oh, it's an inside story. I don't know. It's getting lame. I don't know if I should cut this podcast short or see if something else will happen today, but I want to get this online for you to listen to today. And I don't know if I have any more airline stories. I had terrible coffee, which is Starbucks. I don't know. I thought Starbucks was supposed to be good. It was very strong, and I didn't really like it that well. But I only had 5 minutes to drink it because the flight was so short, the second half of the flight, that it was like a less than an hour or something. And by the time they got to the end of the plane, which where I was sitting to take my coffee order and give me my coffee, they were coming back to collect the empty cup. So I'll drink that coffee, get it down. Anywho, as warm as it is here, when I'm complaining about it being slightly not warm, I know it's much worse up in New England. So when I leave here, it's going to be back to the snow and ice and cold. So I am going to stop complaining if the sun goes behind a cloud for a few minutes. Yeah. Poor me. First world problems again. But my little grandbaby is 1 week old today, and he just sleeps and he eats. He sleeps a lot, which is good. I'm sure they're growing when they're sleeping, but he's so alert when he's awake. Not even a week old, and he's so alert. alert, looking around, listening, absorbing it. Yeah, I remember. Do you remember being a baby? I don't remember that. So, and I think that's why we have to forget, because there's just, it's traumatic being born. Did I talk about that before? Yeah, you go from bliss to this. So it has to be, that's why you come out screaming. You're like, what just happened? I was squished. It was painful. I was warm. And now I'm in this cold, bright place with weirdos looking at me. You know, you don't know. You don't want to remember that. So there's a gene in you that just probably erases it or something. And we can't, and we only use like part of our brains anyway. So if we used all of our brains, we'd be so intelligent. It would be like that movie with Scarlett Johansson, Lucy. Oh, that was so bizarre. Remember that she had that drug and it accidentally ingested into her when she was kicked a bunch of times, which was horribly violent, and I do not approve. Anyhow, so she became where she could like teleport or something or become invisible. I don't know. I think she became part of the Matrix. I don't know. I only saw it once and it didn't get great reviews. But I thought it was kind of interesting, an interesting concept if we use more of our brains, which we can't. We're basically simian, and more people are simian than others, especially in certain hemispheres. And I'm not naming names or using geography, but I kind of am. And you know what I mean, wink, wink. Okay, well, I've been insulting people enough for today. Have I? I probably have. I kind of tend to do that. I've probably left things out that I might have wanted to get back to. So on the next episode, I may remember a certain funny airline story, or not. I don't know. There might be new things. So we're going to wrap it up for today for this Tori's travel time. I don't know. We'll think of something interesting to call this, but it's still Tori. Every week it's Tori. And we're going to finish out here with the Violent Femmes, which y'all like the song. You're going to learn it one of these days and appreciate it as much as I do. All right? Because I'm gone. Right now. Peace. It's gone, daddy gone. It's gone, daddy gone. It's gone, daddy gone.